about prayer. I've kept a prayer journal for many, many years, and in recent months, especially those covering the growing hold of the coronavirus, I've been intrigued by several words that I've written down, words that I've used in my prayer journal to pray for others, words that I have come to see are really quite powerful. The words are all different. They all have different meanings. But one thing they all have in common is that they all start with the prefix re, R-E. Now, there are several meanings attached to the word, to the prefix re. Sometimes re is used as the subject line of a letter or an email. I used to type this when I was a legal secretary many moons ago. Another use is it's the second note of the so far musical scale. And I bet your minds immediately jump ahead to Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, etc. Another use is to add the meaning, do it again, especially for verbs like rebuild, remarry, reusable. And finally, it's used to return something to its original state. For example, the re-greening of our country, making it green again by planting trees and allowing grass to grow, etc. Well, that's an awful lot of meanings from just two little letters. So I'd like to share some of the words which have been such a blessing to me in these last few months, all starting with the word re. Now, one word starting with re, which we will be very familiar with and is profoundly linked with prayer, is request, the act of asking something or something to be given or done. And this is one of the wonderful reasons that God has given us the ability to pray in the first place. As we saw in the psalm Pamela just read, may the Lord answer all your requests. Jesus followed on with the same thought in Luke chapter 11 when he said, ask, make a request, and it shall be given you. And Paul, writing in Philippians 4 verse 6, says, with thanksgiving present your requests to God. And he who calls us to pray will undoubtedly be listening to our requests and answering the desires of our hearts. One of our corporate prayers a couple of months ago was for Andy Blake, as he asked us to pray that he would be able to get on one of the last repatriation planes for from Tanzania. Oh, did you notice? Another re-word. Getting that plane after driving literally hundreds of miles for him meant he was able to return to Kent. He was restored to his original position in England. And that gives rise to the thought of God's longing for us to return to him. As Joel 2 verse 12 says, even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart. Reminding ourselves, did you notice there's another re-word there? Reminding ourselves of what re means, do it again. It's good to come across the word refresh. This means to reinvigorate, to give new strength or energy, perhaps to pour more drink for someone, or refill a container with drink. The tea is cold and the pot needs refreshing. Paul in Acts 3 talks about times of refreshing from the Lord. What a beautiful thought that is, to ask the Lord to refresh us time and time again. And that same sort of refreshing applies to each other. Paul, again writing in 1 Corinthians 16, says how much three fellow workers had arrived and refreshed my spirit. Such men deserve recognition. How many times in these last few weeks and months have we been blessed during lockdown by other people who have rung us, or perhaps out on their daily walk have knocked on the door and stood back and had a chat with us on the doorstep? We've no idea how much staying in contact with each other has refreshed someone's spirit and kept them going. And in the current pandemic we find ourselves in, I'm sure we have all either felt the need to be refreshed or have been able to reinvigorate other people, even revive their flagging faith. Earlier this year, I was reading the book of Samuel. and how one verse says, "The Lord let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground, and God revealed himself to Samuel through his word." So that's another reword, revealed. That's a real encouragement to us to keep reading the scriptures, because it is through them that God reveals himself to us. He shows us his love, his care, his support, and his generosity. God has revealed his love to us through the life, death, and the resurrection of his Son. Revealed means to make previously unknown or secret information and make it known to others. Well, God got a head start on that explanation, because very early in the scriptures, Moses said, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of the law." Another reword I've written down in my journal recently is reconnect. Linked with that is reconciliation, the connection of things that have been severed. And I'm sure that many of you can think about relationships that have been broken, friendships that have been spoiled, loved ones who have walked away perhaps. Many of us are longing for a particular relationship to be restored to its original state. There's another reword there. It's funny, it's like when you have a new car and you notice that same car everywhere on the road. Once you recognise these re-words, you notice them everywhere. They pop up all the time and they become really powerful. And how specific we can make our prayers as we ask God to reconnect and restore a relationship or a difficult situation. One of the first times a reword was highlighted for me and jumped off the page of my Bible was the word reversal. I was led to it when I was reading the story of Esther a couple of years ago. And in chapter 9, we read that the enemies of the Jews, and remember, Queen Esther was herself a Jew, they were hoping to overpower the Jews. But in fact, the opposite occurred, and the Jews overpowered their enemies instead. The NIV says the tables were turned. Another says the opposite occurred. And one version says a reversal occurred. Reversal means a change to an opposite direction or position or course of action. Well, I can tell you several of us in our home group have used this word reversal many, many times in our prayers. We've pictured a particular situation and prayed for the Lord to do the opposite, to reverse the seemingly impossible. And many of us can praise God for several such reversals as we've prayed for others and we've seen a change in their situation. We've seen situations that have been turned around by the Lord himself. It's a very powerful reword indeed. Wow, what a lot of words are prefaced by re. Those two little letters which when added to another word intensify the word it's attached to. The subject line of a letter, the second note of the musical scale, the meaning do it again, or to return something to its original state. Why don't you do your own research? Look for other rewords like renewed, relented, return, rescues, revealed, release, remember, rejoice, resisted. If you find some unusual ones or ones that are particularly a blessing to you, then please let me know. Keep an eye out for these rewords and use them in your own experience and in your own prayer life, because we're using the words of scripture that God has written through the Holy Spirit and inspired people to write down. We can use these words back to the Lord as we pray. And they really do add a new dimension to reading the scriptures. They are a powerful way to connect and reconnect with the Lord in our prayers. Amen.